USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A long list of GOP lawmakers in D.C. are calling for President Biden to either be impeached or resign from office after his failed role in America's withdrawal in Afghanistan. 13 U.S. military members were killed in 2 suicide bombs. Over 100 Afghans also lost their lives. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks on Fox News Thursday.
I'm heartbroken thinking about the many lives that have been impacted, our service members, the lives of the Afghans who have been helping us over the last 20 years who are trying to get to the airport just to potentially get out of a Taliban-run situation in the country there. All of this was completely avoidable.
The U.S. airlift of Americans and her allies continued Friday morning. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Ida formed Thursday afternoon over the Caribbean Sea and has the potential to become a powerful hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico and strike the northern Gulf Coast by Monday. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB1, passed the Texas House, 79-37, mostly along party lines. The National Football League says 93% of its players are vaccinated for COVID-19, and the league wanted mandatory vaccination, but the NFL Players Association would not agree to it. NFLPA President J.C. Treader said earlier this week that the decision not to make vaccinations mandatory was done by the league, but league officials disputed that observation. NFL referees do not have a vaccine mandate either. More than 34,000 Californians are under evacuation orders as the state experiences dangerous weather conditions for fire activity. The Caldor Fire, which has been burning east of Sacramento for 12 days, could spread rapidly into Lake Tahoe despite firefighting efforts. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Pentagon is drawing up plans to retaliate against ISIS-K and those responsible for killing 13 U.S. military personnel and nearly 100 Afghans via suicide bombs Thursday in Kabul, former National Security Advisor John Hanna tells Fox News the planning by President Biden is a disaster and what led to the carnage.
It is entirely true that the way this evacuation has been conducted is entirely reckless. When you depend on terrorists who use suicide bombers to protect your forces from other terrorists who use suicide bombers, the kind of tragedy that we got yesterday is almost inevitable. It is almost an entirely self-inflicted wound, and it is entirely traceable to the president's reckless plan for getting out of Afghanistan, including giving up that secure airfield in Bagram and deciding to stage this mass evacuation from an unsecure civilian airport smack dab in the middle of the city of 4 million people, every inch outside of that airport of which is controlled by the enemy, including, as we saw tragically yesterday, the perimeter.
Most NATO allies have ended their evacuation operations, including for their own civilians. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.